if you were frightened of something, you might say, I don't want to go in there, I'm
scared.
Okay. A child might be scared of the dark, or if he grows out of it, you'd say, well, he's not afraid of the dark now, but he
used to be.
Okay. Somebody who just won't change his mind, and you'd say, well, you're arguing with him, you say, well, you sure are
stubborn.
Right. Or somebody who gets angry very easily. You know, if you say the least little thing and it makes him angry, you say, well, you don't need to be so
tense or angry or something.
Some people say touchy or something.
Yeah, touchy. Okay. Say touchy.
And talking about this same person, you say, boy, I said something yesterday and he got so, what?
Angry.
Okay, would you ever say mad?
Yeah, angry or mad.
Okay.
People used to say mad.
Yeah. If you were in a situation where everybody was all excited and everything, you might ask them to now just keep
calm.
Okay. If you get up in the morning and you really feel good, you might say, boy, I'm what this morning? Would you ever hear anybody say, ready to go, or I'm ready to go?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Okay.
But I seldom ever get up feeling that way.
Do you get up earlier here than you did at home?
Yes, uh-huh. Yes, we have to eat breakfast at 7 o'clock.
Goodness gracious. I guess you've gotten up a lot earlier than that before, though.
Oh, yes, in my time.
Yeah.
Yeah, my husband used to work off, and my son-in-law stayed there and worked, and I'd have to get up and fix his breakfast and lunch.
I bet you cooked on a wood stove.
Yeah, cooked on a wood stove.
That's some of the best cooking.
And I know what it is. And put them biscuits in there and let them rise up and brown there, so that's good eating.
Sure is. Well, when a person is ill, you say, well, you know, just all of a sudden last week she, what?
Took ill or got sick or something.
Okay.
It's several different ways that you can say that.
Okay. If a person has a cold, you'd say, well, I don't know when in the world he, what?
Caught that cold.
Okay. And if you have a cold and it makes your throat kind of scratchy and you talk funny, you say that I'm a little bit
hoarse.
Okay.
I have laryngitis a lot.
Really?
That's why I can't talk.
Well, my goodness.
Lord, I've been where I couldn't even speak a word.
Well, how long does this last?
Well, sometimes, one time I had it, and I went to one of my neighbor's houses, of course, couldn't talk. Quick as I got to the door, she went and got me a glass of water and put a teaspoonful of soda in it and gave it to me. Well, she said that would help it, and it did. It helped it. That soda helped it.
Well, that's
and,
good to know.
And I soon got over it. Sometimes it lasts 3 or 4 days, and sometimes nearly a week.
That's no fun.
No, it's not no fun.
Sometimes when
trying to talk and can't talk.
And can't make a sound.
Can't make a sound.
That's right. When you have a cold sometimes and it makes you do that, you say you have a what?
Bad cough.
Okay. And sometimes in the evening when you begin to nod off, you say you're getting what?
Sleepy.
Yeah, okay. And in the morning at 6:30, you do what? You wake up
and usually we get up about 6 or 6:30 every morning.
Do they come around and?
They come around and give me an insulin shot about at 6:30 every morning.
So that whether you're awake or not,
they wake me.
Yeah.
But you have to take that insulin about 30 minutes before you eat.
Yeah.
Now I give myself shots till I come over here.
Have you, did you take this? Have you taken it for long or?
About 3 years.
Mm-hmm.